I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. In high school sports on Friday, the Underwood girls' Eagle relays were held. Underwood coming out on top with 163 points. Audubon was runner-up with 109, followed by HSTW with 99, Trainer, Riverside, Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, Fremont Mills, and Thomas Jefferson the rest of the field. Underwood picked up wins from Aaliyah Humphrey in the 400, Elizabeth Jacobson in the high jump, Jordan Reimer in the long jump, Zoe Roos in the shot put. They also won the 4x1, the 4x2, the 4x4, and the shuttle hurdle relay. Audubon grabbed wins with Hannah Tagason in the 800 meters, Elizabeth Zeiger in the discus, and they won the 4x800-meter relay. HSTW's Holly Heppner was a winner in the 100 hurdles and 400 hurdles. Riverside got wins from Veronica Andrew Shishin in the 100, Lydia Erickson in the 200, and they won the sprint medley. And Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center was a double winner on the night, winning the 1,500-meter run and the 3,000. Also in track action, the West Harrison-Greg Beam co-ed invite was held. And on the girls' side, Woodbine winning the team title with 168 points. West Monona came in second with 123, followed by Cam, Westwood, West Harrison, Missouri Valley, Exira EHK, and Whiting. Cam grabbed wins from Mallory Bankin in the discus, Molly Vantiker won the shot put, Jay Jackson a winner in the high jump, and Emma Fullman won the 100. On the boys' side, Woodbine the winner with 187 points. Cam came in as runner-up in the team standings with 120 points. West Harrison, West Monona, Missouri Valley, Westwood, Exira EHK, and Sydney. The rest of the field in order. Cam picked up wins in the shuttle hurdle relay. Lane Speaker was a winner in the 100 and the long jump. He was also second in the 200. And Sam Foreman was a winner in the 400 hurdles there for the Cougars. So that's a look at some high school track on Friday night. In other spring sports, in girls' golf, it was Boyer Valley, a 203-218 winner over Tri-Center in a duel. Medalist was Macy Miller of Boyer Valley with a 45. Creston beat Clark 191-231. Medalist there, Riley Driscoll of Creston with a 36. IKM Manning outshot HSTW 214-231. Medalist was Kylie Powers of IKM Manning with a 41. Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine 232-270. Medalist there, Shannon Hopkins of Woodbine with a 48. Trainer 196-231 over Riverside. Medalist was Brooklyn Kern of Trainer with a 45. In boys golf, it was Glenwood, a 175-231 winner over Red Oak. Medalist Braden Sneed of Glenwood with a 41. Clark beat Creston 177-179. IKM Manning, a 166-200 winner over HSTW. Medalist there was Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning with a round of 37. Logan Magnolia, 196-198 over Woodbine. Medalist was Joe Hedger of Logan Magnolia with a 46. Trainer, 165-195 over Riverside. Medalist there was Ethan Kahns of Trainer with a 40. Tri-Center beat Boyer Valley, 168-171. Medalist there was Grant Ray of Tri-Center with a 38. In girls' tennis action, Bishop Heelan, a 6-3 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City East 6-3. Lewis Central, a 7-2 winner over Denison Schleswig. And St. Albert out-dueled Harlan 6-3. In boys' tennis, St. Albert, a 7-2 winner over Harlan. In girls' soccer action last night, it was Trainer getting the best of Atlantic 3-0. Lewis Central, a 7-1 winner over Thomas Jefferson. In boys' soccer, it was Abraham Lincoln, a 2-1 win over St. Albert. Harlan beat Tri-Center 5-3, Perry a 5-2 winner over Kemper Catholic, and Riverside 2-1 over Creston. That's a look at your spring sports scoreboard from Friday. In Major League Baseball, a game we had for you here on the radio, Yadier Molina homered and doubled before leaving because of a sore foot, and the St. Louis Cardinals sent the Cincinnati Reds to their fifth straight loss 5-4. Molina raised his batting average to .339 in helping St. Louis build a 5-0 lead, but the star catcher exited after batting in the fifth inning because of soreness in his right foot. The Cardinals hope to find out here on Saturday the severity of that injury. Other scores in Major League Baseball. In National League play, it was the Cubs 15-2 over the Brewers. The Mets beat Washington 6-0. It was Atlanta, a 5-4 win over Arizona. Colorado, 5-4 over Philadelphia. San Francisco, a 5-3 win over Miami. And San Diego beat the Dodgers 6-1. In American League action, it was Toronto, a 5-3 winner over Tampa Bay. Oakland, 3-1 over Baltimore. Kansas City beat Detroit 6-2. It was the Yankees, 5-3 winners over Cleveland. Boston beat Seattle 6-5. Houston, a 5-4 winner over the Angels. And the White Sox beat the Rangers 9-7, and one game in interleague play saw Minnesota beat Pittsburgh 2-0. We'll have the Cardinals and the Reds for you once again here today on the radio and the Cardinals Radio Network. 12:20 is the pregame and first pitch on the way at 1:15. That'll be the same start time for the series finale coming up on Sunday as well. And the Iowa baseball team had struggles scoring early in the game on Friday against Maryland, but were able to find a way to pick up a 6-2 victory. In the sixth inning, with the Hawkeyes down 2-0, they got runners across home plate thanks to having a good sequence at the plate. The nine-hole hitter, shortstop Brendan Shear, hit a 2-RBI double to right center off a 12-6 curveball on an 0-1 count with two outs that would give the Hawkeyes a 3-2 lead, and they would never surrender that lead the rest of the way as they pick up that win. The Hawkeyes have won 12 out of their last 14 games. They're now 16-10 on the year. They'll play against Maryland again at 1:05 on Saturday before facing off against Northwestern coming up on Sunday and Monday there at home. That's a look at the latest in sports on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.